Transition from Lish from Shai, Moshe, and the Rift goes by Shazirus from Nahar Moshe, especially Shalom, Chaim, Moshe, Malka, and Bracha Basar Malka, and Matritz, and Fagadino, and a schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we're holding by, we're middle, continuing on in the halachas of the brachas of Shachiano and Atayv and Meitiv, and we are up to a Simen Reish Chaf Gimel, we're up to Sif Gimel. Okay, so Bana Bayis Chadash. If someone builds a new house, a Kana Kelim Chadashim, or he buys new objects that are special to him, could be clothing, could be dishes, a very fancy set of dishes. Afilo Hayu like Yitzik Elu Betchila, even though he had similar to this, a Kana V'Chazav a Kana, he already purchased, now he bought another one. Mevarach Al Kol Pam Shachianu, you always make a Shachianu. Now, one thing just to note, he mentions over here Bana Bayis Chadash. Or he either built or purchased a new house. I asked the Rav this morning because I saw that, you know, although most of the Paiskim said one way, which the Rav ultimately told me which is the way to do, but so I saw some didn't, so I wanted to ask. It says the way most of us, when we buy a house today with a very, very large mortgage on it, the simcha is not at that same level, and therefore we do not make a shechiyonah when we buy a new house. If, and Mirat Hashem, everybody here and everybody listening will be zeicha to oisha va'oisha with an aleph and an ayin, and therefore they will be able to purchase a beautiful new house in order to be mechanech the kids and do achnasas arachim and have shurim in it, and therefore they will be able to buy it without any mortgage, and they will have the opportunity to make the shechiyonah. But generally, when we buy a house, we build a house, usually we have a mortgage, a home equity line, and we also have a negative balance in our bank account, so we don't make that shechiyana. Okay. V'laviyati chadashim, doesn't have to be new. Hu'adin li'yishanim, emheim chadashim loy, if it's something new to you, shaloi hoya elu shaloi me'olam, you never had something like this. Okay. So as we'll see, obviously you go to the store and you buy your frying pan got old, and you buy a new frying pan, you're not making a shechiyanu. This is, you're making a shechiyanu or hatayv meitiv is when it's something that's special to you and brings you simcha. Just finished the mechaber layomru chadashim, when the mechaber said chadashim, ela lapukei machar mechazav ekanan. If you own something, you sold it, and then you repurchased it, that doesn't have the same level of simcha, and therefore you don't make a bracha on it. Let's see the mishabura. Bonav hu adinim kanabayis, if you bought a house, v'dafkik shabonai kanal atzmai for yourself. So shechianu is when it's just you. When you have partners, it's a hatov v'hametiv. Now, if somebody is buying a house without a mortgage and he has a wife and kids, it will probably be tov v'hametiv. As we learned previously, that for this topic, the main thing is that it has to not be just you having the enjoyment, others having it too. Some say that maybe in this case it's not, because your wife, you're mechuyev to buy a house for, so she's entitled to it. And your children, at least your sons, up until the age of six, you have to support them. After six, you don't have to support them. But up until you have children under the age of six, so then wouldn't necessarily qualify for a taif v'ameitiv. Okay. Ben, Tzvi, tell Ben Simonachem. They out. Okay. Kol Shabonu Ekonu by Sekneses. If a community built or purchased a basic nesses, yamachli achsiba b'yivarech b'kol roim hatoy v'meitav loitzi askulam to be moitzi everyone. Bayis chadash hu adin nisra v'chazu banoi, chas v'sham burnt down and you rebuilt it. Avalim sasra v'chazu banoi, if you just took it apart and rebuilt it, yesh deis ben achreinim is that there's different shittas v'sveik l'hakol, and therefore, as we always say, safek brachas is l'hakol. V'm hoisav v'eiz ashur v'goiva, but if when you took it down, you rebuilt it, you added something, you made it a little bit taller, L'kulam yesh l'varach, you would make a bracha. Kelim chadashim, what does it mean by kelim chadashim? Bein malbushim, bein kli tashmish, whether it's just utensils, ushtiyo, v'achilo, so if you go out and you purchase yourself something, maybe your wife wanted for a long time, a very, very fancy set of china that was very expensive, you can make a shechiyano on that. G'yitzim is a imheim dvarim sheleva adam sameach b'em. You're happy with it. Ani karay loy v'asher karay loy. There's no one set rule. If a person is not so wealthy, and for him or her, this set of dishes is very special, you make the shechiyanu. For the osher, that may not be anything special. That just might be their weekday set. For them, it would have to be a Rosenthal set of china in order for them to make the bracha. Achen im hu asher gadol, if somebody's very wealthy, I feel a kelim yikarim chashuv ein achshav alive ein samech ben, even if they're very, very expensive, it's meaningless to him. It doesn't really make him besimcha lo yivarach. You don't make the bracha. So that ultimately depends each person. But and the same thing we'll see. It goes when somebody goes out and he gets a custom suit. For somebody gets a custom suit, he gets five of them a year. It's really not a big deal. But other people, getting a custom suit is something they never did in their life, and they decided to treat themselves and get a very expensive custom suit. They would make a shechianu on the very same suit. Once we'll see it a little bit more later. Once we're talking about suits, just for those, if you are buying an item of clothing, you has to be roy if you to wear it. So you either make the bracha when you purchase it, if it happens to be fits you off the rack, or only when, if it doesn't and you have to take it to the tailor, then you won't make the bracha until you're putting it on for the first time, just so we don't forget. So it has to, you can't make the shechianu if let's say you're buying a suit that you never would buy yourself. It's a $3,000 suit, $4,000 suit. You decide you had a good day in the office. You decided you're going to treat yourself, and it's something you've always wanted. You can buy yourself a very expensive Rolex watch that you always wanted to treat yourself to. And when you get it, you feel besimcha. You should make a shechianu when you get it, but it has to be ready to wear. So if it's not ready to wear, it still needs to be adjusted, then you can't make the bracha by the purchase because it's not, you don't have that full simcha because you can't yet utilize it. But then when you pick it up from the tailor or the watchmaker that adjusted it to you, or the gold guy who adjusted the watch to you, you can't make the bracha then because you didn't buy it then. So then you wait till the first time that you're going to wear it, that's when you make the shechianu. Okay, let's go a little vaitin mishavur. But kniyas svarim, when it comes to buying svarim, yesh days ben aferin li barachleim. So you have a sefer, and you're always looking for the sefer. Do you make a shechianu? Mishum the mitzvahs lab lehenes nitnu. On one hand, mitzvahs is not made for yano. So since mitzvahs lab lehenes nitnu, you don't make a shechianu. Chayyadim etzadim, hoi mahadach ha sefer, v'sameach b'kniyas in the midvarach. If you were searching for the sefer, you really, really wanted it, and you finally get a hold of it, you make it because you have a simcha that you got it. It's not, you're not out the mitzvah of buying the svarim. You have a simcha that you got it, and therefore you should make the shechianu. Shei bracha zoi niskana ala simcha v'loi ala tashmish. The bracha, the shechianu, is on the happiness that you're deriving from it. You can totally make this bracha. Let's say someone had it and now went out to purchase. What do you mean he had it? He inherited. Now that he's buying one for himself, so a person had a certain object, and now he buys himself a new one. But the other one, he only had because he yashened it. So he has a simcha now that he got to buy it himself, and therefore he makes the shachiyana. Because of that, Philip kana v'chazav kana. Let's say you purchased it, and now you go ahead and you buy another one. Even though he already has this, that's so you're happy with this new purchase. So you would make the shechianu. Shechianu bizar levarach takef koydim shi'is ragel v'istalek hasimcha imani. If you're gonna make the shechianu, you got to do it right away. You buy that fancy new suit, you wear it 5-6 times. Well, you'll know you don't have that same happiness. And Tzvi can tell us the certain people who lease very, very expensive cars, and they're very, very excited. And a month later, they're telling him they want, can I get an early trade in? Because that simcha of, in general, simcha of gashmius doesn't last that long. This is not the Musa said that was at 2:15. But in general, simcha of something fancy only lasts for a short period of time. So chap around and make the shechianu when you have it early on. La puke and machron, if you sold them and you repurchase it, you don't make a shechianu. The filim hem chadoshim, even if it's brand new. Shalein ishtamashem adayim, it was never used. Mikal makam kemish vadoshbem, lesbem simcha. You owned it, you sold it, it doesn't have the same simcha, and therefore you don't make the bracha. Okay, let's see the Mechaber Seif Dalet. He talks a little bit more about this. B'shas HaKinyan, at the time that you buy Yesh Lo Levarach, that's when you make the bracha. Alfa Bishadayim Lo Neshtamash Bem, even if you didn't use it. She'ein HaBracha Ela Yidei Simchas Alev She'Sameach B'Kinyasai. At the time that you purchased, that's when you're the happiest. You walked, you were eyeing this item, you were eyeing this car, this suit, this watch, whatever, dishes, whatever it is, you were eyeing it for a long time. You actually go into the store and you make that purchase, that's when you have the main simcha. However, and when you make the bracha, when you put them on, you can make the bracha malbash arum. So let's see the Mishabura on this. Shasa can you dafkin kind of begat roi? This is what we just spoke out before. Wasn't sure we're going to get to it today. I don't want to leave it hanging. The dafkin kind of begat roi lulav shaytekif. This that you can make the shachiyani when you buy it, benigay to a beged, is that you're able to wear it right away. Now the im kana shum davish ain't a roi lulav shayolish damish by kemoshahu. You can't use it right away. You can't use it as is. Rakshat sarach litin luum and lasakin. You have to give it to the tailor or the watchmaker to fix it. Until you put it on, until you utilize that keli. Malbush harumim. When you put on the clothes, you can say malbush harumim. Any kodim shechiyanu. Achanim loyvish habegin shachas. You're putting on in the morning. Yachalatz is bechus malbush harumim shemivarach bechus hashach. You don't have to make a separate malbush harumim. Okay, let's see the mechaber. At least let's start the mechaber. See if hey. Kana kalim shemishtam shvem hu ubnei beisai. If it's something that you and the members of your household utilize. Mevarach hatoiv imeitiv. You make hatoiv imeitiv. Again, the same rule as before. Im nosn loy b'matana, if someone gets it as a gift, mevarach hatoiv imeitiv, she toiv loy, but anoisin, because it's good for him and the one who gave it to him. Hu ubnei beisai. So it's interesting over here. If you got yourself a gift that's an expensive gift, you can also make a bracha. Hu ubnei beisai. Ava im kana kalim loy v'kalim ubnei beisai. If he bought for himself, let's say he bought two suits, one for himself and one for his son, right? Mevarach al shaloi shechiyanu, al shalbnei beisam, mevarach al toiv emetiv. On the one that he bought for his family, he makes toiv emetiv. The toiv hu lidinda, shezocha sheyiv bnei beisam, uvashu, uvashichavit. I am happy that my family is dressed well, okay? Va'ametiv lachrinahem bnei beisam, shenav toiv ezoi. They're happy that they're getting this. V'davkim kanabish shul ishtay v'zari, if you bought it for your wife or children, kanabish shul avdei shifchasei, if it's for your servant, loy mikri toiv l'didei, that's not considered good. The havakili machalem eskaren, if megilahem, it's almost like as if you're paying them, you're buying them a uniform. And loy shagam hu mishtamish by kelem eila, unless he's also using it. Matana, and v'davki kelem agadim shem kabel samech b'zeh, this that you can make a bracha on a present is only something that you're happy with. Avaloy moyes, shayidei zeh misbayish yoyso yuchel al zeh levarach. Someone has to give you a gift of money. It doesn't make you feel so good. You feel a little bit embarrassed that you need to come on to this, and therefore you don't make a bracha. Loi v'la noisin, shema makabel oni, hu toivel noisin, shechiyah shemis baruch lasin tzedakah. If you're giving a gift to somebody who's a poor person, it's good for you and good for him. It's good for the oni that he got it. It's good for you. You got to give tzedakah. V'ma makabel asher, the gift is being given to a asher, sameach ha-noisin shemakabel mimeni. The person who is giving it is happy. This Aisha is accepting a gift from me. And therefore, the giver and the receiver both have a taiva. Those who argue that when it comes to a gift, you don't say a taiva meitiv. Because what was the basis for the taiva meitiv? I got a gift. So I'm saying it's good for me because I got the gift. It's good for the guy who gave it to me. But the guy who gave it to me didn't get a physical pleasure. All he got was some sort of emotional pleasure that I took a gift from him, right? According to the Shita, you should make a shechiyanu, and that seems to be the minik. And therefore, it seems to be better to make a shechiyanu, not a atoivu meitu. The place that they buy clothes for Yisayimim. The Yisayimim can make the bracha Mamash Arumim. Because there's many children that are getting this. Once you make a Taiva Meitav, you don't make a Shechiyanu. An interesting halacha, something that I did not know about by my older kids. But I heard about it afterwards, and this is where it comes from. Okay, so we just basically said that if you get an expensive gift, you can make a shechiyanu, right? However, if you buy a mitzvah, you can't make a shechiyanu. Okay, so if you right now decide that you're going to go buy yourself a new pair of tefillin, you don't make a shechiyanu, right? However, by mitzvah boy, okay, if the father is smart, or the grandfather, whoever's buying the tefillin, you give it to the bar mitzvah boy, on the day of his bar mitzvah, so he's already a bar mitzvah, he's getting an expensive gift. He's making the bracha, not because of the mitzvah of tefillin, right? He didn't acquire it. He got it as a gift. He didn't have to go spend $2,000 or $2,500 on buying himself a pair of tefillin. He's getting a gift of a pair of tefillin. He's getting a very expensive gift. So if you give it to the bar mitzvah boy on the day of his bar mitzvah, so you remember this by your next bar mitzvah, you're giving it to the bar mitzvah boy on the day of the bar mitzvah, he's getting an expensive gift. He can make the Shechayanu, the bracha Shechayanu for the first time as a bar mitzvah boy, you can make that bracha for getting the tefillin. Don't give it to him beforehand because, and Shiloh, if you give a cotton the beforehand, if he's kind of the gift, right? Dr. Shalom, a cotton is Zeichet. Yeah, so David, did you give your son his tefillin yet?
My son, I did not give him his tefillin,
and he froze.
Yeah, but don't kids practice for months before?
They can practice it, but you can let him, you can give it to him and tell him it's not yours yet. You're not, it still belongs to me, and I'm not giving it to you. David, you broke up. What were you saying?
I said, my family, you put on a month before the
so don't give it to him.
My minig is to wear my father's tefillin, the grandfather. So my father's tefillin, he's going to wear for the first month.
Oh, so it's perfect. But even if he's wearing his, you can tell him, I'm not giving it to you. They're mine. On the day of the bar mitzvah, I'm going to give them to you. And then I didn't talk to the rabbi about this.
What are you doing? What are you doing with your son?
We put on tefillin by Biyan. All right, we'll stop over here
like
in a
real
minute.
Jews.
What?
Like real Jews.